The mother of a Derbyshire backpacker who was killed in a hostel in Australia last year has started a campaign to expose the exploitation of young people by the Farm Work Visa Scheme. 21-year-old Mia Aliff-Chung studied at Anthony Jell in Worksworth and Buxton and Leek College. 30-year-old Tom Jackson from Cheshire was fatally wounded trying to protect Mia. I'm joined by her mum, Rosie Aliff, who's just returned from Australia. Rosie, until I read about your campaign, I'd imagine British travellers in Australia, they were having a carefree life, working in bars at night, sunbathing during the day. I had no idea about this. Can you explain how this farm work visa scheme works?
Sure. Well, what happens is, in order to get a second year to stay in the country, the young people are asked to do, or obliged to do, 88 days or 3 months of work in agriculture or similar industries in remote locations. So basically, they need to do that within their first year, and they need to be aware that that can take a lot longer than 3 months for a variety of reasons.
And is my reaction pretty typical, that people just don't know that this is happening?
Yeah. The problem is that the young people who get that far are of an adventurous nature, and they aren't the kind of people who phone home when they're in trouble. They've got to the other side of the world, they've worked and saved up enough money to make the journey, and they're quite determined in nature. I know that because that's the way my own daughter was, and because I'm in contact with so many of them now. They're resourceful and they find ways to make things happen. However, the system is so corrupt now. There are so many really criminal operators working in that area that, in fact, the young people get into trouble, and that's when they tend to start calling home. And because people don't know the extent of this, they feel isolated and they feel like they've got themselves into this situation. Their parents might assume the same thing, that, you know, their youngster is one of the unlucky ones, or that they've done something to bring this on themselves, or they just can't hack farm work. And that'd be understandable. You know, they're coming often from cities in the UK. Not many of them will ever have worked in a field. And it's quite understandable to think, well, they just haven't been up to it. They haven't been able to cope. And, you know, people are getting exasperated with them because, and it's their fault. That isn't the case. There are hundreds of thousands of young people working in these fields and being really seriously exploited.
So this is systematic exploitation?
Absolutely. And it's now really, really well known in Australia because there have been several reports to government. There have been reports at government level and at state level. The Fair Work Ombudsman in Australia has reported on it. And there's been a couple of documentaries now, including the one that I've just been involved with.
And how many people like Mia and Tom are affected?
It's hard to say exactly. We can say that there are 200,000 who make the first year every year, 20,000 plus of which are from the UK, so the biggest number from the UK. But it's hard to say how many actually sign up, because believe it or not, there's no registration of the young people. Nobody knows who they are or where they are at any given time. Nobody knows which institutions they're going to. They put ads on Gumtree, they answer ads on Gumtree, and increasingly they get desperate as the days continue, as they get a few days signed off after working for 12 hours in 40 degrees heat with very little by way of water or protection and sleeping in unbelievable conditions in terrible situations sometimes. They quite understandably want to continue and finish off. They don't want that time to have gone to waste, so they become desperate, and they sometimes answer advertisements to people who aren't even farmers, and that is when things can get seriously unstuck and they can end up in the hands of rapists and criminals, and that is actually happening.
Rosie, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. We're going to talk to you again more about what you hope can be done about this situation and what the response has been to your documentary. And meanwhile, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. And you can hear the rest of that interview in tomorrow's Dales Discussion. And you can hear the rest of that interview in tomorrow's High Peak Viewpoint.